The Institute for Disaster Mental Health at SUNY New Paltz has put out a psychological first aid and stress management toolkit. The strategies are to help faculty, staff, students, and others during the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Amy Nitza is director of the Institute for Disaster Mental Health. She says the toolkit, which appears as a 60-page PowerPoint presentation, is also in Spanish, with other languages to come.
The first step really is to figure out specifically what it is that's causing you stress at any particular moment. So this situation can really be overwhelming and just feel like a big cloud of stress and anxiety. And so slowing down and teasing that apart and figuring out what it is specifically that's causing you the most distress at any given time, breaking it down into a list of smaller stresses instead of one big ball of stress is the first step. And then being able to tackle each of the things on the list by just, first of all, deciding, are each of these things that I do have some control over or things that I don't have control over? And so there are pieces of this that, unfortunately, we all just have to accept as things that are outside of our control. And then there are other pieces of this that we do have some control over, even if they aren't the choices that we would normally choose to make. The things that we don't have control over, we can still develop and make a plan for a set of coping strategies around it. So if there are pieces of this that you know you're just going to have to tolerate and get through, what can you do to regulate your emotions when those things get particularly stressful? This is where things like mindfulness or deep breathing exercises or, you know, stretching, relaxation, things like that come in to help you regulate your own emotions when you can't control what's happening on the outside.
How are you seeing this affect the New Paltz campus? I know everyone's pretty much off campus, but how are you seeing this affect?
Yeah, so we offered, Carla Vermeulen and I offered a training for the campus administrative council, which is a big group of people in administrative positions. And really, this is a situation where now we are all sort of needing to be more actively focused on caring for ourselves and caring for others in a way that emotionally, I guess I should say, in a way that we aren't always directly focused on. And so, from faculty members needing to maybe spend more time checking on students and making sure that they're doing okay before they launch right into the lesson, to administrators needing to check on their teams, their staff, and make sure that their staff are, or find out how their staff are coping and leading in a different way than they typically do. And so offering them tools for things like being able to listen effectively and respond effectively to other people's distress, and just being able to sit and, hear someone's story and respond effectively at the same time that we're caring for ourselves. Again, this is just such a situation where we're all needing to balance caring for ourselves with caring for everybody around us, that it makes it particularly complex.
You and I, unfortunately, tend to speak when there's been a disaster, generally of the natural disaster kind, or, you know, some sort of tragedy, aircraft or a train or mm-hmm. something of that nature. How does this differ, this kind of tragedy differ from the others in terms of how people are reacting, the anxiety level, and then you in the field kind of administering that psychological first aid? How does it differ?
Yeah, it differs in a few ways. You know, I think the first one is that for the other kinds of disasters that you just listed, there's usually an endpoint, a clear endpoint. And so we know the situation is over, the immediate danger is over, and then we can start to recover. And even if the recovery is deeply painful and difficult and long, we know that we're safe and that process can start. One of the things that's, I think it's creating much of the anxiety around this is that we don't know when it's over, and we don't know when or if we're safe. And so the ambiguity and the uncertainty just continues over a long period of time. And that's really hard on us as humans physiologically, to stay in that state of stress over a longer period of time. And we typically say people need to feel safe before, that's the first step in the recovery process. And so in this period where we don't know when we're officially all going to be safe again, it's hard for what we would typically call recovery to start. The scope of this psychologically is just so much bigger than most other disasters that we typically talk about.
Dr. Amy Nitza is director of the Institute for Disaster Mental Health at SUNY New Paltz. There's a link to the Psychological First Aid and Stress Management Toolkit at WAMC.org.